Right, well, we've just watched the last race here at Sligo Races, Tuesday evening, lovely sunshine, the bumper. It was won by a Willie Mullins horse, Patrick Mullins, an impressive ride. But perhaps the most local attention was on the horse that came seventh in this race, number 12, Wild Mandish, trained by Mark McAniff, and ridden for the first time competitively by Colm Hayden. Am I allowed, first of all, Colm, ask what age you are?
53.
And that's your first race as a jockey?
First race as a jockey. Always wanted to be a jockey when I was a kid, like a lot of people. Wasn't from a racing area or background. Grew too tall, grew too this. Every other reason you shouldn't be a jockey. But I read a quote from George Eliot once upon a time. It says, you're never too late. It's never too late to be what you could have been. So I said, I'm gonna do it this year. So I had a license out before. None of my horses were good enough to compete. So never raced, but this was the first time I have a mare that is competition ready. So
you've been around horses for much of your life?
30 years, I'd say, at this stage, yeah, 30 years. The first man who taught me how to ride was Mick McElhone in Sligo. Mickey had a riding school out there. I wasn't part of the school, but he took me under his wing. He showed me all how to ride, did a lot about with horses and that. So I credit a lot to Mickey.
And very fitting, he was the man who gave you the leg up in the parade ring this evening before the race.
He was the man I wanted to give me the leg up. He was the man I wanted to do it, because without Mickey, I probably wouldn't be here actually doing it. You know, I could have went different things. He allowed me to ride out. I got my first horse, brought it down to the riding school. And it was great. He taught me.
And in the jockey's room here behind us tonight, Colm, if you don't mind me saying so, most of the guys you're sitting beside are 19, 20, 22, 24. Yes, they're young bucks. Here you are in your early 50s. What prompted you to go for this?
It was a dream. It was a dream. And I'm at the age now, if you don't do it now, every year it just gets more difficult and more difficult. So in January, or in November last year, I said to Mark, or October, Mark, I'm going to do it. And he said, absolutely, enjoy yourself till Christmas. But come January, hard at it. So I used to ride out with Mark during the summers and weekends, and still do. And in January, I was 12 stone 8. So I was 10, 12 this morning. So there was a lot of starvation involved in that. It was the cheapest road to fitness and weight loss anyone has ever been on.
No, you had to work to make the weight.
Oh yeah, absolutely, yes. So I had a target. It's funny, I had a target in mind. Everyone said, if you get to 5 pounds, you're fine. Then I weighed myself and realised my gear is heavier than everybody told me there would be. So I had to start again, and another 3 pounds. But I got it off.
You've referenced Michael McElhone there, Colm, and at the Cullinamore Stables in Sligo, where you've ridden out your horse and other horses for many years, lots of people have been central to your jockey journey.
That's absolutely right, Austin. I have to say, in particular, Mark McDiff has been an amazing man that has helped me and guided me and been honest with me. If I was doing anything wrong, Mark could tell you quite quickly, but also gave me encouragement and told me I could do it. You know, sometimes imposter syndrome, sometimes you doubt your ability. But I have to give Mark all the credit regarding getting me here today. And Fran. Fran is an amazing lady there out in the yard with Mark. Behind every good man, this is a great woman. And she really is. She's an amazing worker. Helpful to me. Very kind. Lovely person. And then all the lads in the yard, who can't forget them, because they gave me such encouragement. Jerry Kilfeather brought in his saddle from when he used to ride in case I needed to lose more weight, or was a bit heavier, I mean, too heavy. Eugene out there always slags me every morning, gets a good laugh out of that. Jacob, young lad from England over, jockey. And Finn, the new jockey here, is Sligo lad. Hopefully he'll get his chance shortly. And Darren O'Hanlon, another good man from Sligo, used to ride competitively for a good while. And Johnny Gerard, who used to ride out in there and gave me his saddle to do the weights, because I was worrying about my weights, and Johnny helped out. So it's amazing people. And then also my daughter. I have to say, my daughter came from Spain with her boyfriend to see this race. We had planned to go last a week or so ago, but we delayed it to today. So, you know, that was it. So everybody was great. And my dad came to see it too, which was brilliant. So I was very happy, very happy.
There were 7 races here this evening, and I noticed you were here quite early around the first race, and you were doing a lot of pacing around the track. Was it hard waiting for your race to come up?
I waited 53 years, so an extra couple of hours didn't matter much. But it was just the excitement. It's like back when you were playing football, you get agitated, you get wound up, you get tired, perhaps sleepy. All these things. It was just reliving, dare I say it, reliving when you were young, briefly this evening. But it's funny. It's just like when the competition starts again, the whole competitive edge comes back in. Start questioning yourself, why is in the right position? Should I have done things differently? But hey, I'm happy.
I'm no expert, but watching the race, you did not look like a novice jockey. You seemed to give the horse a pretty decent ride there.
That's what matters.
And you were in contention for right to the end.
Turning for home. See, knowing the way she raced previously, I thought, right, I'm exactly where I needed to be, behind the favourite, Patrick Mullins, let him bring me into it. But unfortunately, she didn't fire. She just didn't fire for whatever reason. Now, I thought we were going a good clip. Maybe we weren't. But she just didn't pick up. That was not her. She didn't finish the way I expected her to finish.
You're a native of Clunluce.
Yes, originally. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And you're living now?
Clunluce and Killarney, Billa. Bill is the area. On the border, the river splits Clunluce and Killarney.
And is it true you have a bit of a gallop south the back of your house?
I have, yeah. When I came back from abroad, I put it in, so I had my own horses, and then was Humphrey, during COVID, actually, there's a couple of horses there, kept us all sane. And Mickey had a horse, Humphrey had a horse, Humphrey Barry from Ballygally, the teenager. He was over as well, so we kept all going, because the horses need to be exercised, all this needed to happen. Kept the protocols and all that, but it's a over two furlong gallop around, so it's good for getting them fit.
So has this experience, your debut at Sligo, given you a taste now for the life of a jockey, Colm Hayden?
If you don't broadcast this bit, which my wife may hear, I would say yes, I'd love to give another go. God love her, she deserves so much credit. Like, when I was off at 5 o'clock in the mornings, all these different things, she never once complained. Without Regina, I wouldn't be here. I have to say that. My wife, wonderful woman, beautiful woman, love her.
So you made a deal with her before this race. She'd let you have a go.
Yes. But if I do it again, it'll be easier to be begging forgiveness than asking permission, I think. No, she deserves all the credit. Seriously, she's a serious backbone. Without her, I would not be here.
Well, I know it wasn't a race win, but it was a nice race milestone to make your jockey debut on your home track of Sligo. True. And that's something that you'll always remember.
It is, but still not a win. But anyway, no, it was great. It was great to do it. I'm delighted I did it. It was always my dream when I was a kid. I remember when Davy Russell was talking about when he won the Grand National. He said he rode the race 1,000 times when he was a kid. Well, there's loads of people like Davy riding the Grand National 1,000 times. I was as well. People don't know this, but I actually, when he came out of this, I shed a tear. It just hit me. And maybe that and everything else propelled me forward to with Tiger Roll. He said that. I was on my own watching the race. And it was emotional when he said that, because there's many more like Davy, never got the opportunity. And I'm lucky that I have got the opportunity, even at 53 years of age,